Hey guys, so today we're going to do something a little bit different. Rather than interview somebody else, I am actually going to answer some of my own questions. So you'll notice at the end of all of my podcasts, I have a set of questions that are pretty much the same for everybody, and they're kind of off-the-wall questions. Some of them make the guest really dig deep and gives you some real insight to them, and some of them are just a little bit more playful questions. I'm going to share with you the reason why I came up with these questions because I think that's a big part of it, and maybe it will help you when you're listening to the podcasts understand why I even ask those. And I'll share with you my answers because I asked myself all of these questions long before I started interviewing other people for my podcast. So let's start with one of the questions is, what do people assume about you and get wrong? So, I wanted to ask that question because some of the people that I interview are pretty well known, and I think a lot of times there are misconceptions with people who are pretty well known, at least on the internet or in circles specific to their industry, whatever, whether it's professional athlete or super successful business person or whatever it is, artist. Those people, I think, get some weird assumptions about them, and I wanted to give them a chance to set the record straight and tell it like it really is. So, for me, what is it that people assume that they usually get wrong? I would say it's probably that I always have my shit together and that I'm always hard charging. It's not true. Most of the time, I feel pretty lost. But I just try to keep going. And so I think a lot of people think I'm just tough as nails and don't get hurt and don't let things bother me, but that's just not true. It's really just not human nature. I can share with you some things that very few people do know about me that are kind of odd. I love Westerns. So I don't know why exactly. I don't know. I just like them. I like movies that are Westerns. I like TV shows. There's a Netflix series called Godless that I absolutely loved. So if there's a Western, I'm probably going to watch it. Probably going to give it extra chance over anything else. So there you go. There's a little tidbit about me. Next question. What was something that you knew about yourself intrinsically or knew about the world and life intrinsically as a child? Okay. So the reason that I asked this question is that I do believe that we are born with an innate knowing of certain things. And I think that as we grow older, because of school and culture and society and societal norms and expectations, I think that those things get pushed away. So I challenge people to think about that. And oh, by the way, I do give these questions to the folks that I interview prior to the actual interview so that they have a chance to think about it and prepare, because these aren't like off the cuff, like, hey, do you like whiskey, wine, or beer? These are more thoughtful questions. So for myself, I always knew that I needed to live where it was sunny and by water. So even as a child growing up in Portland, Oregon, I knew I belonged on a beach. I knew I belonged in the sunshine by the ocean. And the other thing that I always knew about myself was that I wasn't going to live a traditional life. I looked out and saw what everyone else was doing, kind of the 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and I just knew, even as a child, that wasn't going to be for me and that it was going to look much, much different. So that's a little bit of something I've always known. It always creeps back. Even when I try to ignore it or excuse it away or do what I'm supposed to be doing, it always goes back to that. And I do think that if we all took the time to really reflect and think back to our youth and think about as a kid what you knew with certainty, I think we'll find a lot of answers to our own, finding our own happiness. Okay, next question is, what is your most valuable trait? I ask this question because we as humans tend to be mean to ourselves. We pick on ourselves a little bit. We're very quick to point out what's wrong or what we could improve on, but we don't necessarily think about or talk about what our most valuable trait is. And I think the other thing that's really important about this is that if you know your most valuable trait or what you perceive to be your most valuable trait, well, that gets to be your gift to the world. And so, you know, we want to help you harness that and bring it to light and share it with others. So for me, I think my most valuable trait is my insatiable curiosity. I am so flipping curious about everything. I want to know where flies go to sleep at night. I want to know how oil is sucked out of the ground. I want to know how hockey pucks are made. I want to know all of those things. I mean, I'm just insatiably curious. And what that has done is it's made it really easy for me to network and meet a lot of people and make a lot of friends, because I don't usually walk in with any sort of prejudgment. I'm literally so excited to learn about this person and whatever it is that they know and they are good at. So I just love that I'm curious. The other thing about curiosity is that I will never stop learning, because, you know, curiosity leads to investigating and learning something new. So I feel like my brain is always getting to learn new information, and I'm learning new skills, new languages, seeing new places, all those things. So I think my most valuable trait is my curiosity, and I love that. Okay, next question. What is something you hated as a child but are thankful for now? Okay, so the reason I asked that question is, I think it's pretty self-evident. A lot of times we're going through things and part of our life and we think it's horrible and we think we're being tortured and we just can't believe it's happening. And then in the long run, it really was a blessing that it happened, and we learned a ton and we have great skill sets now, or, you know, we're tougher for it, we have thicker skin, whatever it may be. So I always ask that question to make people think back, and in the hopes that in the future, when they have to do something, work longer hours, take extra classes, whatever it is, that they remember that there were other things in their life that they hated when they were a kid, but they're super, super thankful for now. My answer to this question is that my parents, who are German immigrants, were blue-collar workers. We didn't have a lot of extra money, and the extra money that we did have went to experiences. So we were very fortunate to do some cool ski vacations. We would take trips to Germany to visit family. We had a houseboat that we went out on. We went ice skating. We went hiking. What we didn't have was designer clothes. We didn't eat out a lot. We didn't go to the movies. We didn't have a lavish house or lavish cars. And I remember, and I had a conversation with my mom not too long ago about this, and it was my mom telling me how hard it was for her to tell me no when I wanted designer clothes or when I wanted to go to the movies, because that's what everybody else was doing. And so I didn't understand, well, why can't we go to a movie? You know, that's what other kids do. And I was so glad that I could share with my mom that I was very sorry that it made her uncomfortable or made her feel bad when I was younger, but that I was so appreciative that she raised me the way that she did, she and my dad, because it taught me that you don't have to be like everybody else, which I'm not. I'm very different from most people, and that it was okay to be different and not follow the herd. And it also taught me to spend my money and my time on experiences rather than things, because for me, that enriches my life. And you can't take things with you, but hopefully you get to take your memories and you make memories from experience. So, but the bigger thing really was that it was okay to be different and not do what everyone else was doing. That set me up for massive success and happiness in my life. So that is the thing that I hated as a child and love and am thankful for now. Okay, what is an uncommon app or website? Okay, so I asked this question just because I want people to share the funky, cool apps that you might not know about. You know, everybody's got Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Words with Friends or whatever. But there's some really cool apps out there, and I love reading articles or hearing from friends like some funky, cool app or website that they use to get better plane tickets or concert tickets or, you know, ways to groom your dog. I don't know, whatever. So my answer to this one is that I use an app called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, and it is an app for the library, for your local library. So you get on there, you can get a digital library card if you don't have one in your county, and then you can go on and check out books, audiobooks. And I'm an Audible freak. Like, I don't sit and read, but I will listen to a book a week. So Libby has been great because I get books all the time and I can listen to them as fast as I want or as slow as I want, and it costs me nothing. So that is my uncommon app that I recommend. Let's see here. Are you reward motivated or fear motivated? I think it's important for people to know the difference, not only in themselves. I mean, most important it is for yourself so that you know what's going to motivate you, but also to recognize that and be able to recognize it in other people. Because if you understand how your kids are motivated, how your spouse is motivated, how your friends are motivated, your employees, your boss, whatever, you will do much better in helping them be successful. And so I am very much reward motivated. I'm not really afraid of a lot of things. Like, I'm not afraid of missing out. I'm not afraid of just, I'm not a fear operated person. So I'm definitely reward motivated. But again, it was more important for me to recognize which one other people were in my life. All right, let's see here. What is your go-to when you're feeling down or unmotivated? So for me, the answer to this question is music. It's always been music. Music seems to be my best friend when I'm lonely. It increases my workouts. I used to listen to certain play sets before I windsurfed. It keeps me company. It sets my mood. It can, you know, I listen to reggae when I want to be more happy or mellow. I like all kinds of music, and I do mean all kinds. I mean flamenco guitar. I mean ska, swing, big band swing, reggae, 80s rock, hard rock, country, opera, you name it. I listen to all of it, and I have a huge collection, and I just love it. So music to me has always been my go-to, and I know everybody's got cool things out there. I just like to hear what they are. Maybe it'll give some ideas to the listener, so that's why I asked that question. Okay, last question here is, what are you most proud of? So, that question kind of is similar to the other one I asked earlier. And I like to ask that question because we don't necessarily talk too much about what it is that we are proud of ourselves. We might talk about what we're most proud of our spouse or our kids or our parents or our friends, our siblings, our team, whatever. But I don't think enough time is spent really talking about what we ourselves are most proud of ourselves. Let's see. I think my answer to that, I might have two answers, but one of the things is that I always make everyone feel welcome and related to. So if there's a room full of people and somebody's maybe not feeling like they fit in, or they're a little bit more shy, or maybe they're interested in stuff that other people aren't usually interested in, I always try to find out what they're interested in, learn about it, talk to them about it, make them feel super special, welcome, accepted, and it's just, I think that's the thing that I'm most proud of. Aside from that, I think the other thing that I'm proud of is that I've had a few blows in my life that have really knocked me down. I mean, really knocked me down. Some life-threatening things, some issues with eating disorders and failed businesses. And I have always managed to get up again and push forward. So I'm very proud of that. And you know, I'm always looking for new questions to ask people. I love the question, what is a documentary that you would recommend everybody see? I just love that selfishly because I love documentaries. And so I want to know what's out there. But of course, with this podcast, it's always about finding, you know, sharing good information with listeners so that they have resources they can tap into. So if you guys have any ideas of good questions that I can ask the folks on this podcast, please, please send them to me. I would love to ask more unique questions. You can reach me at kasten@kastenspethman.com. And I look forward to hearing from all of you, and hopefully I'll have all of you on the podcast at some point, and you can answer these questions for me. Until then, have a great rest of your day.